Hi, everybody. Two more copies available. Less than perfect copies. I guess it's some hard times in the yeshiva. I think it's to donate some new toner for the copy machine upstairs. Come out better. We'll say a Mishnah says enough. Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Suadaka ukuz shavka mutarin b'giores u'mishukhreres ve'einan asu'an ala milava b'kol sh'nei amalei avop suadaka ukuz shavka b'kahal Hashem. Okay, so mefurish. Suadaka is only also b'kahal Hashem. Who's not kahal Hashem? A giores. Because we pask in the halacha kahal geirim lo ikri kol. It's a machlokas atanoim. Paskin Kalgeim Loik recall. So if Tzudaka may marry a Gioris. Okay, is it clear? Clear as day. Okay. It says the Gemara. Bo mine mirab sheshes. Tzudaka mkoyin mal be Gioris hu vishukhrems. The Mishnah says Tzudaka. Not talking about a coin. Rashi coin. Koyin kosher also be Gioris hu vishukhrems from Zona. Nibble them because this whole discussion we spoke about the opening day here this man. Bottom line is the Kohen may not marry a Gioris of his kosher. What about a Psuadaka Kohen? Should also be Israelis. Mahu Lisa Gioris. Good question. What's the Shaila? Viktushasa Kohen, Vyasar. Odin Malab of Viktushasa Kohen, Vishar. Okay, straightforward question. If it's b'kedushaso, is aser, because a tzuadaka kohen is a kohen. A kohen can't marry a gioris. If he lost his kedusha, then he's like a yisrael in effect, and a yisrael tzuadaka may marry a gioris. That's the shail. Amalei Rav Sheshes Tanit Tua, tzuadaka yisrael muter b'nesina. What is a nesina? Sakrashi. Mizayin umos min ha-givonim. Givonim. Why do you call it Nesinim, Vayitnim, the Chot Ve'etzim, V'shoa Ve'mayim? The Givonim. They made believe they were from far away, they were really from very close in. Sukkim Sefer Yehoshua. We'll get to discuss the details of the Sukkim a little bit later on. So normally we say, Lo Seschatein Bo. It's a Daraisa for a Jewish person, Jewish man, to marry a Nesina. But if Tzuadaka Yisrael, they marry a Nesina. Way, way! Pisagadadim, Bishusasekoi. If we can't lose this chat and bomb, no, wait a minute, what Bishusasekoi? Hechi Shara Yisrael, Nesina, Xilos chat and bomb. So all of a sudden, the Gemara is going into comparative literature. We're comparing the Kedusha of Yisrael to Kedusha of a Kohen. The original shal by a Kohen, Rabosai. Is a Kohen, is the Tzuadaka, is he considered a Kohen or not? Now we're making an analog. Is a Yisrael, Tzuadaka considered a Yisrael or not? Was he Goy? What makes Bishas a Kohen? He's certainly a Yid. So what does it mean? What does it mean? So one could say, we'll suggest it's a possibility, is he considered to be the Kal Hashem? It's clear that a Kal Gerim Lo Ikri Kol. So if Tzuadaka is permitted to marry a Gioris because she's not Kal Hashem. If Tzuadaka is Kal Hashem. So a Mamza can marry a Gioris. If Mamza is Kal Hashem. A Gioris is not included in Kal Hashem. I'm asking the following question. The Tzuadaka himself, is he part of Kal Hashem? That could be the, I'm only saying a suggestion. That could be the Shaila. So some phrasing. If it's Bekal Hashem, then the normal Yisurim apply, whether it be for a Kohen or for Yisrael. And if not, not. No one's saying he can eat Chaza, Lab Lushos Ekoi, can be Bekal Shabbos. No one ever said that. Okay, fine. We're both saying, so with me so far we bring a proof to this Shaila. Omar Rova, Otu Hosla Mishim Kedusha Vla Kedusha. What? Rashi. Hatu hasam the kasa rachmana l'schatim b'ovik achavim b'shem kedusha v'lav kedusha hu b'lisrinu afil in this gairu going to see him shem gairim. No. Hasam time, why can't you marry a non-Jewish woman? Dilma molid bar u'palach avaros kachavim. As the Gemara puts it. Hilkach. Kra b'yosam av kachavim k'siv. Oh, whole new pshara, bosai. The whole idea of the Yitzhar of Los Eschat is referring to a non-Jewish woman. Molid ben az apol avar zara. Panamid b'yosam av kachavim, says the Gemara. Kimi gare b'yisrael sharu. Midaraisa, there's no Yisrael at all, says Rav at this point in the Gemara. Nothing. Rabbanu de Gazribu. Rabbanan said that a Jewish man is not permitted to live with a non-Jewish woman. It's not Nisa Daraisa, according to this Gemara. Fichigazu be Rabbanan behanach to b'nei Oludi. Avol hai the lav bar Oludi lo gazu be Rabbanan. All this, you may be able to be in love with a Zarb, so I can't have any kids. Rashi. Avon Sky Rishari, the Hodomer Achbonon, the Yisrael Koshal, Yisan Nesina, Zeru, the Gozer. Can I mean it by Pirka? The David Gozer Olean. The Chigozer, Bahani, the Bene Olude Ninu. Dube, the Yisra, the Raisa, the Tama Mishim Olude. So what's he saying over here? The Yisra is Mishim Olude. Yisra, the Raisa. Applies when the individual is not Jewish, this woman. And he said the Rabbanan applies when the woman has converted from being from Givonin, being that she's now in the Sina. But neither applies, it would seem, neither applies if he's a Psua Daka, he can't have any kids. Pillay ploy and mamish. Since it says in the Torah Kedosha, the reason of his chatan b'am and ultimately kiyosar is bincha, there's not going to be any bonim, they can't have any children. So the Yisra doesn't apply at all. Tamim mefurish b'kra. So the Gemara says, Elameyata, mamzer baraludi ochinami diyosar. Mam is going to have children. So you mean to tell me it's really osar? But we learned, no. Mamzerin unesirin unesinin mutarin lavo ze bozeh. Rashi. Ela meyata mamzer debar lo dehu the mozer ali choli surin shibatora. Umidoraisa osu beoveres kachavim. Hachinami di osu med rabbanan benesina. But it's not true. It says in the Mishnah mutarin lavo ze bozeh. No. Ela zok to Gemara. Gozer Rabbanon, Bikshayrim, Bipsulim, lo Gozer Rabbanon, Rashi, Bipsulim, Gompsuadaka, Mamzer, lo Gozer Rabbanon, from the Mills of Lo Shrikhi, Inamish lo Hoysa Zug Zera, Shalo Hoysa Zera Zu, Mishum Isser, Elifi Shalo Hoy Rachmonim, Abba David, and realness Arab Yisrael Behen, Lakach, Lawasros Apsulim didn't make an absolutist if everybody was possible. If Rahman is on the post, we have to marry somebody. But so far, Abosai, the Gemara said what it said. Fine. What's the assumption until now? Los Eschat and Bamba is referring to a non Jewish woman. Okay? Other Amarava, I'm sorry. Change my mind. La Milsi. What I said until now is absolutely incorrect. What did I say? I said Biyosin Ovik Achavim. I said before that there was an Issa. No, can't be. Biyosin Achavim Les Luchasnus. The sky is Luchasnus. Oh, fakert. Issa Darais is now and then non-Jewish. There's no Chasnus, no Chaten. Issa Darais is when? When they converted. Shevumah Sarasa Mr. Daraisa Rashi. The Milsi the army do kidnap Krabi Osam Akum. To be Osam Akum less do chasus. Alavada Krabi Gayim Ksiv. Shem Kedushahi. Oh, back to square one. You're not allowed to marry a Nesina, a Gioras from the Shiva Umas. Umbi the Sharinam Tsuadaka bin Nesina. the fact that a Ptua Daka may marry a Nesina, what do you see? Shema Amino, La B'Gdushas O'Koi. La B'Gdushas O'Koi, if he's a Kohen, he can marry, a Kohen Ptua Daka can marry a Gioris Ad Kan the Gemara. We're both saying, well, let me so far, just Posh Pshat in the Gemara and Rashi. We haven't done, that's all we've done. Posh Pshat in the Gemara and in the Rashi. Nothing said, nothing more than that yet. What's the Shaila? What's the connection between whether the Kedushas Yisrael or Kedushas Kahuna? In my view, it's Pshat as follows. Rabbo said there are ascending levels of Kedusha in this world. In order to reach a higher level of Kedusha, you have to first firm up your lower level. You can't build a second floor without the first floor. Therefore, there can be no Kedushas Kahuna unless the Kedushas Yisrael is complete. If the Kedushas Yisrael is incomplete, there can be no Kedushas Kahuna whatsoever. That seems to be the Pashup Shat in our Gemara. And therefore, the Shat of Kedushas Sakoi or Abedushas Sakoi applies both to a Yisrael and to a Kohen. The original Shat is by a Kohen. And the Gemara resolves the Shaila by quoting Yisrael. If he's not B'Kedushas HaKoi as a Yisrael, how in the world can he be considered a Kohen? That's a Pashup Pshat in this Gemara. Where do you find a precedent for this? I have a tshuva for Rav Moshe. I wanted to share part of it with you. It's Or HaChayim Chelek Beis, Simen Lamed Gimel, Anaf Beis. Orel. Talk about an Orel. Can an Orel duchen? Question. So the Rambam writes in Nichos Bias Migdash, Orel mechal avoda v'loka kezar she'ovad. So, if he's a zar, he can't duchen. Old pilpul in there, and mefarshim in Simon Kuf. Chav Ches. This is Rav Moshe. Where does this come from? That Oral is Kazar. A Pasuk. The Pasuk says, it comes in the Gemara, in Mesechta Zvachim. The Gemara Mesechta Zvachim discusses the status of an Oral and quotes a Pasuk in Yecheskel. The Pasuk in Yecheskel uses the word Ben Nechor. Kol Ben Nechor. Erel Lev Ve'erel Bosar Le'yavol Mikdashi. Oral is an Erel Bosar. What do you mean Ben Nechor? Tanu Rabbanan. Ben Nechor, Yochel Ben Nechor, Mamish, Agoy? You might have thought that the word Ben Nechor has reference to a goy. Moses says no. It's called benecher in effect colon. Who's a benecher for our purpose? Either an erolev or an erolbos. Erolbos means he didn't have a bris mila. What's an erolev? Rabosa, what is an erolev? Who knows? Amumar. Amumar. Shenisnakru ma'isa lovem shabashamayim. Erolev. What's common to Erel Lev and Erel Bosa? They consider Ben Nechor. They're not Goyim. The answer is, they're not really Goyim, but they don't have full Kedushas Yisrael either. They lack in Kedushas Yisrael, either because of their physical blemish, they haven't had a bris mila, and they should have had one, or they lack in their Emunah, Shmiras HaMitzvahs, which is also an ingredient part of full Kedushas Yisrael. They lack it. And once they lack Kedushas Yisrael, they call it Ben Nechor, how in the world can they be a Kohen? You can't be a Kohen unless you're a full Yisrael. That's what it means. Rav Moshe puts it, Shneem Damol Ben Nechor, Zeber Olas Libo, Sheinem Munosel B'Ki Yisrael, Elikah ben Necha. Mezeh Barolaz Gufo. Shein Gufo ki Yisrael. Elikah ben Necha. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. The mailer of Osai. He's considered to be a czar. He's not considered to be a kohen whatsoever. This is quite a remarkable analysis. Rabos, what's the name of the parak we're learning? Orel. According to this, an Orel, you know, there's a colloquialism, Rabos, a colloquialism. When the person goes to has a bris milah, oh, now he's a Yid. You know, that's how they say Yiddish. He had a bris milah, now he's Jewish. What does that mean? He's Jewish, he's born Jewish. Don't make fun of Yiddish expressions. This is the whole shuv over here. He's saying exactly that the Yiddish expression is correct. When a person is an Orel, he does not have full Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore he cannot be a Kohen. V'chal lavoda. This is something which as a... what was that? Chumash Bereshis? We had it here? Well, that I know. If it was a Bereshis here, it would have been called... Oh, thank you. Oh, we'll take whatever we can get over here. In Parshas Lech Lecha, there's a remarkable Ramban. The Ramban says as follows. Pasuk says, V'yetnob risi b'ni u'v'enecha v'yarbeh oscha b'mo'od ma'od. Says the Ramban in that pasuk. Excuse me. In the next two pasuk later. Ani hine b'risi itach. For he salav among goyim. Same idea. Says the Ramban. Bris means bris milah. Uborach Hashem. Ashalo levado nisknu alilos. Shehiktim nutzivo as Avraham lovo bebriso lehimo. Kodem shetar soro. Lios zaro kodosh. What an amazing Ramban. Hashem gave the mitzvah of milah before Sarah conceived from Avraham Avinu. Why? Lios Zaro Kodosh. What that means is as follows, if you ask me. What do you mean a person lacks Kedusha when he's an Oro? What do the words mean? So conceptually what it means is that when a person is an Orel, his children are in Kodosh. The Ramban said so. And if his children are in Kodosh, whatever, again, on whatever level that means, that's a chesaron in your own Kedusha. I give a mushel. If some object or some individual is called an avatumma, that means he can transmit tumma to some other situation, that makes him more tumme. You are more tumme if you're contagious. So too, you're more kodesh if you're contagious. If you can make zara kodesh, you're more kodesh. This I said, I made a bris milah for my son. This is the vort. At the bris, you continue to the next generation, making the child more kadosh. That one day you'll have children who are going to be kadosh. The Ramban said so. I just quoted the Ramban. Rabbi Moshe says the same thing in the pure halachic sense. Kol ben necho, erol lev, erol basar. They consider like to some extent like goyim. Not like chazer. It means they lack a certain dimension in kedushas Yisrael. Ramban suggests what the dimension is. Leo Zara coach. Oh. In my view, that's Pshat and our Gemara. What's the nature, Rabosai, of the Issa Nesina? What kind of thing is the Issa Nesina? So the very last Maramokum on the sheet, but we haven't gotten to it yet, tells us that the Easter Nesina, as we've spoken about in the past, is an Easter of Goyus. The person is Jewish, went through an 100% proper conversion, with the best bezin in the whole wide world. Nonetheless, Shiva Umos, the Torah considers you to some extent having a psul, a stigma of Goyus. and therefore, so you have a stigma of Goyus, a Yisrael may not marry you with a Raisa, we're assuming for the moment. Afal Pikain, a Ptsuadaka may marry you. Why a Ptsuadaka marry you? Because a Ptsuadaka, Rabbi Osai, does not, according to one side, lacks in full Kedushas Yisrael. As he lacks in full Kedushas Yisrael, this violation of the Sina, which we call the Psul Goyus, does not apply to somebody unless he's an absolute full Yisrael. For a full Yisrael, you cannot live with a woman who has some kind of Psul of Goyus. If you yourself are not a full Yisrael, and it's Psul, quote, Psul Goyus, does not apply to you. Mimela Rabosai. A Kohen may marry a Gioris. What's the nature of the Ish of Gioris the Kohen? Rambam writes that a Kohen is prohibited in the same halacha to marry a non-Jewish, prohibited to marry a non-Jewish woman and a Gioris. Why? Zona. This type of Zona means, in effect, I'm saying, suggesting, it's a Psul Goyus. For a Kohen is the highest standard. Any Gioris, as well as a Goya, is prohibited b'toras Goyus. Memela, Rabbi Osai, if Suwadaka Koyin is Labak Dushasa Koy, the prohibitions of which I call the Psul Goyus would not apply to this Koyin if it was a Suwadaka, it was not Dushasa Koy. Everyone follow me so far? Yes.
So wouldn't that depend on which other kind of gyoris is? I'm saying if it's Zara versus Yisrael, that's been a gyoris, but if the normal didn't...
Any gyoris, according to the Rambam, is considered to be a zona, and the nature of the psul, he puts goya and gyoris in the same halacha, it's on the makoros, it's halacha gimel, means that they're similar psul. Halacha lemaaseh rabosai, how do we pass? You want to never pass in the Shaila. The Boilu. Take a look at Rabosai in the Rush and the Korban Asal that I asked to see. The Rush only two lines. Simon Gimel, yes.
Have you
seen
that any zona has
a psul Goyus? I didn't say any zona has a psul Goyus. The zona of Goya and Gioris have a psul Goyus. There may be other types of psul zona which wasn't applied to. Says the Rush over here in Simon Gimel. Quotes Al Gemara. And he quotes that Tinitua, Suadaka Mutter Benesina, Visakadada Lushasukoi, Ikri Khan Los Ischat and Bum. Quotes the first half of the Gemara. Says the Korban Asanel, in discussing how we paskin, Sif Met, Osman, Harif Hishmin Half Bayah. Left the whole thing out. Why did he leave it out? Should the samach amash azesh sinei pachmas nisin tzuadaka muta begiores lach bava deresha tzuadaka kuz shavcha hein vavdan yochle betruma vaaloka toni tzuadaka muta begiores mistama are bekoa demi deresha the riff assumes you only figure out it on his own it's muta al b'shas polig leila tarte mas nisin never the two separate shayles. Rabbeis Yosef, with the Hishmet Arif, Mashma Lechora, the Kabbalah Mor, Ovi B'Sam of Svirle. That's what Rabbi Yosef Kara says. The Dochak, you can't have a little Ferush. What did Balamor say? Says the Korban Asanel on the very next Os, Os Nun, Tzuadaka Mutter Ben Asina. Okay? Says the Korban Asanel, Huadin B'Mamzeres, the Chatam Islu. Tchsib psuadak aliyava bikal Hashem, ukal nesinim lo ikri kol, afal gav tchsib oschat en bom, tzachloman yin chitun lo koi, ap psuadak al kal Hashem nitzava, velo ap psuadak, hu adin vhu atam, the mutter b'mamzeres. תכסיב ממזל יובו בקהל השם ופצועדק לנחיתון לא מקווי קהל השם. So לב קדושה של כהן means it's not called קהל השם ובעל עבור הכוסף בדעסיק ענף עין טס תנסינים דובר וישוע גוזר עליהם הסתי עלי טיים עד הרוב הקדמי קורו תנסינים בגירוסון מדורי ששורי רבותו דגוזרו. Which one I find test? Who the shame with the Gazu? Hilkov, Tsuadaka Yisrael, Shari bin Nisina. Abu Tsuadaka Koyan Asur, Bigioris, why? The Ekal and Maymar, Big Dushasu Koy. What does that mean? So the Balamor says like this. Balamor says we pass in Bigiyusa. If we pass in Bigiyusa, the Gemara's shadow is never resolved. Don't do what Kedusha, Rabbi says. Well, they said back to Rabbi. Don't do what Kedusha. Molda ben Avodazar. It's interesting. The lush of the Balamor is quite noteworthy. When the Balamor said what he said, you look it up in the back, page Ayin or thereabouts. Ayin Aleph it says. Balamor says. Hilka. Let's see. Enough iron tests. You see, it's the Rabbanon. What do you see? Rabba Kedeme Korah. Vigiyusin Asri. Midaraisa. This guy, Mishra Shah, Rabbanon of the Gazribu. Al Gemara. First Lashon and Rabba. I Rabba backed out. Doesn't matter. We still hold by Rabba's first sheet. Ulef Vihilka. Ptua daka Yisrael muter b'nesina uptua daka koyin also lechatchila b'giyoris dila b'kdushas koy. For lo gamelu mi'adodei klish lekamad the rabba. Yes, yes, rabba. For if salo hiskim because of klum. He says like this. If you hold that the maskana is correct and afayin rabba menalf, that's b'girusan, then you can derive la b'kdushas hakoyin. But if you hold b'giyusan, for a totally different reason of being molded ben avodah zarah, you cannot derive from here la b'kdushas hakoyin. And therefore, p'tzudak hakoyin, also l'chatchila b'yoris. What do you mean l'chatchila? The l'kdushas hakoyin, what do you mean l'chatchila? And if you married her already, you can keep her? That's what it sounds like. So the mefarshim ask, why? Sveka d'araisa l'chumra. What do you mean l'chatchila? Why lechatchila? Why lechatchila? Should be a sveka daraisa lechumra. That's a good question. On the bottom of the Ritva asked that question. Yeah, sorry.
Rabbi doesn't just back out. He even gives like a reason why. Like he says that you can't learn it that way because it says lo diskasim, right? They're not within diskasim.
Okay, so that's a good question. How will the other, right? Obviously, even though Rabbi backed out. There are those who will defend Rava's original position. Okay, but let's say against the Balamor. Other Rishon Mo that we pass like the Maskona. Bigirusan. Okay, so obviously everything is mutter. What does that mean? We pass when it's mutter. You have to pass when it's mutter. Take a look over here, Rabosai, in the Nemuka Yosef, page Ayin, column 2, the 4th. Narrow wide line on the towards the bottom on the bottom. New paragraph here. V'chein asikna hocha b'gemara v'tzuadak ala b'kdushas hakoy u'muta b'giyores u'v'nesina. I feel the koyim tzuadak u'muta ba kev the lab b'kdushas hakoy. What do you mean asikna? Why is that the maskana? We pass like rubbers maskana. V'hani lo ikri kol. They're not considered to be kol. They're not considered to be kol. That's what he says. They're not considered to be kol. V'kevin shekein u'adin shemutar b'mamzeres. Toho v'ho isa Torah. Nesina is a Doraisa, Mamzeres is a Doraisa. If you must have been Nesina, you must have been Mamzeres as well. Of course, he was Shalmi. But the Machshav Psuadaka ben Nesina de Mamzeres. Shalok de Vyaram Bamzal. Shechilek ben Nesina de Mamzeres. Vilesa. Kidemuchak Sugyon. Uvachol Duch de Nami Amina de Nesina also Isa Toru or Ritmazal. So he doesn't understand the Ram. Ram is a Pelah. Rama Paskins, that Tzuladak is Mutter Benesina, also Bemamzeres. How can it be? And with me so far? So far, so good.
So, what was the last part of it?
The Nimuk Yosef quotes that he thinks that the same way as the Tzuladak is Mutter Benesina, so too is Mutter Bemamzeres as well. The two go together, they're both not considered to be Kal Hashem. However, Rabbi Osai, the Rambam says differently. He says, the Sina b'mamzeres is Aser. Excuse me. Tzudaka b'min the Sina is Mutter, b'mamzeres is Aser. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Well, I was thinking that there's a ascending level of Dusha, so you can't reach a higher level if Kohen
is not on a full Kedushas Yisrael level. He can't ascend to the higher level of Kedushas Kohen.
Is that completely, or just think to some extent?
Oh, exactly. So we'll see as we go. See how completely.
We're just saying to some extent for sure.
To some extent, exactly. To how much of an extent we will have to see as we go along. As we go along. Fine. Fine. Now, of course, the Mishnah said, what did the Mishnah say? Tzuladaka kushafim utarim b'giyoros v'mishnachoros. Never said mamzeres. The Maga Mishnah makes a big deal. It doesn't say mamzeres. This is not true. Well, I think more at the end of the sugi, you saw the whole lekel d'mishnah, you know, you can't bring rias. But it's not such a great raya, that inference of the Maga Mishnah based upon the last Gemara before the next Mishnah. On Ayin Rav Amid Beis. It's interesting. The Ravid dumps on the Ramba. Do we have Ravids in the back in our Ayin Ishmael? No, only Rambams. Okay, I'll have to read it to you. In Perek Tezayin and Hilchos Asurabiyah. Halacha Aleph and Beis. So that the Rambam you can look at. The Rambam should be here. Let's take a look. They have to have the Rambam. I can have the Rambam. Surabia, Perek Tezayin. If you look in the back, see if you can find it. Tezayin. Baruch Hashem, they have it. Aleph and Beis. Even have all the way to A. That's terrific. Okay. So Adaka, I'm reading from the Amish Panamala. So adaka kush shavcha shenasu bas Yisrael ubal ulokin shaleyavamam leavob so adaka kush shavcha bekal Hashem umutaren lisa giyorus umeshachers. Now we know the Mishnah. Afilu kohen shupet so adaka muta lisa giyorus umeshachers fisheena betushaso. Rambam pas lavu dushaso kohen. Ask how did Rambam know? If the Rambam paskin like the maskanas of Gemara. Talk about Nesina, it's a good riot. Rambam happens to Paskin, like the Havamid of Rav, that the East Los Eschat and Bon refers to Goyim. Perikut Beis Alocha Aleph. I Nesina, the Rabbanon. Take a look and right on the same page Yudalit. Oh, the opposite page over here. Column 1 of page Yudalit, the third one, Alocha Chav Beis. Mishin is Gaia, Mishin is Amamin, and an Asurim, and a Tarlav Bekol. Talk about the Givonim, the Nesinim. He said, they're Rabbanon. It's Rabbanon. Why are they called Nesinim, Malach of Gimel? And they call Nesinim, Vishen Nesonim, Lavod, as a Mikdash. Shine. David made an extra exile, he called to the call, the Olam, not as Mana Mikdash. Alright? Rabosa, Rabbanon hold that Nesinim is the Rabbanon, the Furish. Mrs. Paskins, that Los Eschadar refers to a goyish woman. Whereas a goyish woman, the Gemara says, "Beferish, there's no raya that labul shasukoi." So how did the Rambam know the labul shasukoi? That's the Mefarshim mess against the Rambam. That's a question. So some say he got it from Nun Zayin, but the Gemara seems to imply that we pass him this way. Some say that. The Ravid, in his attack on the Rambam. Well, let's finish Halacha Beis once we're at it. Get the Tzayin Beis. Toil uptzua daka. What have I lost? Hold on. The kosher uptzua daka mutlas v'yos m'shuch raz v'shen v'kdushos. Halacha Aleph ends. V'afilu nesina ho'achas min asfekos muteres la. Tzua kriyaka mary nesina. Or achas min hasfekos. Sfekos of what? Who wants to guess? Sfekos of what? You can tell from the next one. Let me read the next one. Tell me a second. Base. Hol up to a daka also love of a call. Lo gozribo al anasinim velo al hasfekos. Repeats himself. Av up to a daka kushofla also be mamzeres vadois. Sherei Yisura Ben HaTorah. Whoa. I'm just conveying an impression. Tzuadaka is Mutter Ben Nesina, because the entire Yisra Nesina is with the Rabbanon. Sofek, Misafik Mamzer, is with the Rabbanon. The Mamzer Vadai, Osir Ben HaTorah, no! That's the way we read the Rabbanon, Halacha Beis. Says the holy Ravid, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? You're wrong. You're wrong, Rambam. Masnisen katani and an asurin alava milava bekal Hashem. The Mishnah said, ma sudak ol yosef bekal Hashem. Umamzeres lav kolu. Umamzeres is not Kal Hashem. How can he possibly be an Isser? Viot. Suadaka koin shemutu begioris. The Rav Shesh is hoki poshalu. Follow Gioris the Kohen Isura Doraisi Vishayale Lavishosa Kohen. What are you telling me, Rambam? You're selling me a bill of goods. Only matter there are bottoms. You're contradicting yourself, Rambam, because you hold that a Gioris does a Doraisa and a Psuadaka Kohen is Mutta Gioris. So once a Psuadaka Kohen is Mutta Gioris, notwithstanding that's normally Nisa Doraisa, so too is Mutta Manzaris. Well, then the Yisrael Puzzle Manzaris. Amrit, Amai, Kama, Benesina, Listi, Ben Mamzeres. Oh, why did I miss to say Mamzeres too? Says the Holy Ravid, Emelech Revusa Kamashma. That Filu Rav Yehuda, the Yom Kalgerim Ikri Kol, that's his own unique sheet, we don't pass him that way. Hanimili Ger Koshe, is Ikri Kol. Avalhani de Psulim Lo. That the Nesina is not considered to be called. For kol shekein mamzeres, the lav kol uklal. So, a Nesina is a little bit kol, and a mamzeres lav kol uklal. It's a kol shekein. What's it? A little bit pregnant, a little bit kol, a lot of kol. Either you're in the kol, you're not in the kol. What's going on? What's this kol shekein over here? You have to understand it. What kind of kol shekein? So I asked you to look, if you saw it yet, footnote in the bottom of the Ritva. It's a very interesting approach to this particular question. Makes the following interesting comment. The Ravid is the Shitasa. The Ravid holds, we spoke about this a long time ago, back in the first Ma. The Ravid, will get to it again, it's on the Ma Makomas later on. The Ravid holds that a Nesina converted, it's not a valid conversion. Not Stam Shitasura. It's an incomplete conversion. We call it a Psul Goyus. How do you alleviate a Psul Goyus? Who knows? Convert again. Ma'aseh b'chol yom. I had a reform conversion, and I had a conservative conversion, and I had an orthodox conversion. You don't succeed the first try again. So the Ravid says, the Nesina with Megaya, it wasn't so sincere, whatever. So it's part yes, part no, whatever it is. Do it again. You do it again, you become mutter. It's with the Raisa. The Mela, we're not going to say about a Nesina that's completely not B'chal Hashem. Because he has a tikkun. Just to convert again, you become B'chal Hashem. But a Mamza has no tikkun. Forget it. That's what it means. Koshkin Mamzeres, the Lav, Kol, Hu, Klal. That's the footnote in the Ritva's beautiful pshat in this Koshkin of the writing. Fine. Again, the Magen Mishnah is sensitive to this idea that according to the Rambam's Psak, there is no real raya that lab the Shas Akod. Says as follows. The Alpha Gav, the holder of a Basraisa lab, Hilchasahi, that's Rabbeinu, Perkibes Lachachabes, then the Sinim is only the Rabbanon, Svarakamais of the Rava. Listen to this now. Mikomako. Kevon the Rav Sheshes have a portion of the Hetero. Originally, Rav Sheshes was Matir. At the end, based on Rav's retraction, it's told about that those Ischatam is referring to a Nesina. And if it's to Giyoris, the Girusa. And if it's the Girusan, so we say Lab and then Psuadaka's Mutter, Lab and Shosokoi, so too Psuadaka Koin can marry a Giyoris for exactly the same reason. Says the Magen Mishnah. Rav of the Havadachi la Hoder Bay, Mikomakom, Kaimalam Ketera, Umutara Begioris. That's Pashup Shad in the Mishnah. Doesn't say Mamzeris. And again, there are those who quibble with this based on the last line before the next Mishnah. Mehol Lekol the Mishnah Mina. Okay, so he writes. Then he adds, I derive it proved back. Don't tell me it's only Matha Drabonans. It's Matha Gioris Lakon, she's in the rice of Zona. Says the Magad Mishnah, the Yafel Gav the Koi Lagu Shasa Koi, Leafina Mamzeres Shulava Shava Bakol, Migioris Lakoin, has two strikes against it. One, Blomafurish Lavi Bikro. And number two, V'eini sura shava b'kol. Look at that. Gioris, the coin is mutter because it's just two shortcomings. What are the two shortcomings? Not shava b'kol, only parts to Kohanim. And it's not mefurish b'kro. What do you mean? It says zonah mefurish in the pasuk, but it's not mefurish in the pasuk that a gioris is a zonah. All right, the rabbi disagrees famously. Now, first shia, we had this man. He said, Gioris is not his own. Basul is everybody's true. Apostle in Yecheskel. It's not Mefurish that some don't even agree it's true. What is the Magad Mishnah mean? Why should there be a difference if it's Shavah Bakol, not Shavah Bakol, Mefurish Bakro, not Mefurish Bakro? What's the difference, Rabosai? What's the difference? Seems to me the Pshat is as follows. The nature of the heter is only a psul goyis according to the Rambam. Psul goyis extends to a gioris for a kohen. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Gimel, gioris whole the ein of Bas Yisrael. Can you imagine that? What do you mean? She's Jewish now. Harezu zon of Asura the Kohen. So to a goy. That's very nice. That's why this Issa d'Oraisa of Zona of a Giyoris, the Psul Goyus, is Mutter for Psuadaka. The same as the Sina, which is the Psul Goyus, is Mutter for Psuadaka. Any other Issa d'Oraisa, such as Mamzeres, remains also. I want to go further. But isn't the Raya is no good? Let's go back and read the Gemara a second time. We're supposed to be afraid for now, forgot the Gemara. Open the Gemara again. Ayin Vav Amalaf. One more time. Tanta Chazak. The Gemara says, quotes a Mishnah, Tzuadaka put the big yours. Boam in Emer Avshashis. Tzuadaka koin, Mao big yours. The Shasa koi, or not. I bring a riot. Tzuadaka Yisrael put the Benesina. So the Shasa koi, Los Eschaten Boam. Rava says, no, you got it all wrong. This is not to do with it. He's not allowed to marry a goyish woman because he's going to have a kid. If he can't have a kid, that's why it's not to do with Kedusha. So Rava says, so therefore the Raya is now deflected. Then Rava changes his mind. He says, no, three lines from the bottom. Be also nakam lesu chasus. Kedos is chatenbo. Nisgairis nuchas. Oh, guess what? The Raya is back. Back and better than ever. But according to the Rambam, we pass like Rabbi's Hamavina. So the Raya doesn't exist. I want to say the following words. The Rambam is aware of Talmud Bavli in its entirety. Even though we don't paskin like. We could sometimes bring a Raya from a sheet that we don't paskin like if that's not the issue of dispute between the two opinions. What's the Raya according to the Rabbi's Maskon? Labed the Shasa Koi Tsuadaka and an Asina who's a Gioris, because the Psul Goyis and the Tsuadaka lost some of his Ktush, there's no Psul Goyis. It so happens the Rambam didn't paskin that way. But not because of this reason, we just happen to paskin that there is no such thing as an Issa and Asina Midaraisa by Shiva Umas. Doesn't exist, they're only the Rabbanim. Once they convert. But just a technicality doesn't exist. But there is such a sheet that it exists. The Rambam doesn't deny that. And that sheet that it exists is able to derive from that sheet that exists. And nonetheless, the Yisrael's book of the Nesina, you see that a Kohen can marry, a Suadaka Kohen can marry a Gioris. And the Raya stands, even though Rabosai, the halakha upon which it's based, does not stand. We pass like the Rabbis have Amina. So what? The Raya still stands. The Raya stands because the logic of the Gemara is good logic. Yes, the original paradigm, the original Moshul doesn't exist because there's no such thing as an Issa Nesina Deraisa once he's in his Gaia according to Shita Saramba. But what we derive from that Shita according to the opinion that it exists applies for us too. Therefore, a Ptsuadaka Koyin can marry a Gioris, notwithstanding the Psul Zone of Goyus doesn't apply. That's the best I can do. But the Raya still stands. But Mamzeres is different. Mamzeres, called the Ram, has nothing to do with Psul Goyus. No one ever called the Mamzer a Goy. Separate Psul. Lava Shavu Bekol. Not a call of Psul Goyus. And therefore we can argue that even though, as Yama put it so explicitly, that Pitzuadaka is not Pitzuadaka Koy, and that's why he's Matir Pitzuadaka Koyin to marry a Gioris, but a Pitzuadaka may not marry a Mamzeres. This is Shita Saramba. Now, so what does everybody else hold? You'll say that they don't hold my holy soul. I'm just talking below. Everything I said until now is below me. Throw it out. That's one pshat. Okay, I'm willing to still admit that pshat is possible, and I said it should be forget about it, called the Rishonim. Or maybe not. Maybe not, Rav Osai. Maybe they just take what I said and tell them and extend it one step further. We can talk about a psul goyus, Rav Osai. That's a harsh phrase. It is a harsh phrase. A Jew should have a psul goyus. Do you remember we spoke about? Do you remember that shita that held that if you have a akum ve'ever abov asisrael, you need another tefillah? Why? So we saw Zechariah Yitzchak said it's Jewish. It's a psul goyus. So that I didn't make up that harsh phrase. That's others have said it. But maybe you can say it in some different way. The nature of the psul, the nature of the reason why you may not marry this individual, is because, Rabbi Osai, the individual is a full-fledged member of Kal Hashem. Tzuadaka, we evoke Tzuadaka b'Kal Hashem. Can a Tzuadaka marry a Mamzeres? Absolutely. Absolutely. Why? Not Kal Hashem. Who said that a mamzer is not Kal Hashem? It says, Leovo mamzer big Kal Hashem. Who said a mamzer himself is not Kal Hashem? Where did it say that? Where in Shas? Come on, say, where? Find me in Shas. Where does it say that a mamzer is not considered to be part of Kal Hashem? Where does it say so? Yes.
Isn't it just like a svara that if he's not able to come big Kal Hashem, he's obviously not in it?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good svara. Not saying no. Seems to be a Gemara that indicates this in Masechta Kiddush. It's a very, very, very important Gemara. The Gemara is in Masechta Kiddushin. It's a Mishnah Kiddush. Daf Samach Tesem and Av. Asar Yuchsin, the famous Perek. Why don't you look at your vomits here? Pei hei amen aleph, Rav Osai. Pei hei amen aleph. That's what the beginning of the Mishnah is quoted. We can see whatever we can see here before we go back to our Gemara. By the 10th line. Asar yuchsin olomi babel kohanim levim yisraelim chalolim geirim charurim amzerim nisinim shtuki vasufi. Kohanim levim yisraelim mutar levazeh bazeh. Levim yisraelim chalolim geirim charurim mutar levazeh bazeh. For when it's mishachor, same as geir. Geiri charuri mamzeri nisini shtuki vasufi mutar levazeh bazeh. See, they divide into three different categories of, you know, overlap. Who can marry whom? That's the mission of Samach Tesem and Aleph in Masechta Kiddushin, as is quoted here in Yevamos on that Pei Hei Amud Aleph. What's a shtuki? What is a shtuki? What does the word shtuki mean? What does the word shtuki mean? It's a Mishnah here. What do the words mean? Huh?
Suffolk Mamzer.
Suffolk, correct. Rashi says, the last Likutei Rashi, in the end of the narrow lines here on Pehem and Aleph, Shtuki, Shekore Ovi V'imo Shabashat Koso. Sha. Not really your dad. Safek Mamzer. So that's what it means. We all know Shtuki means Safek Mamzer. That's what we know. We know we're not sure Mamzer or not. Safek. That's the critical Mishnah. The critical Gemara for our purpose, Rav Osai, is Ir Masechta Kiddushin. Says the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Oman Aleph, Omar Rava, Dvar Torah Shtuki Kosher. Loyavo Mamzer. Mamzer Vadai Hud Loyavo. Ho Mamzer Safek Yavo. Pasuk. Mamza Sava to be Baba Kal Hashem. That's the next child. Can a Shtuki marry a Mamza? Mamza Vada? Anybody know the answer to that question?
No.
Well, didn't we just read the Mishnah on the Peyem and Aleph? What did it say then? What did it say? Let's take a look. You see it again a second time. Peyem and Aleph. What does it say? Mamzeri, Hegeri, Haruri, Mamzeri, Nesini, Shtuki, Vasufi, the last 6 of 10. Mutar and Lavo Zebazet. So Mamzer can marry a Shtuki. Why? Says the Gemara. Yova Mamzer Bekal Hashem. Mamzer Vadehu. No, sorry. Bekal Vadehu de lo Yovo. Or Bekal Safek Yovo. What's Bekal Safek? What's a Kal Safek? A Shtuki is either a Mamzer or a Yisrael. If he's a Yisrael, he's Kal Hashem. If he's a Mamzer, what? What? Finish your sentence. Not Kal Hashem. I rest my case. That's where in Shatz where you find that a Mamzer is not Kal Hashem. It's not from the Svaros. It's a Gemara Kiddushin. I am Gimel and Alf. So is the base Meir and Siman Hey. That's where you get it from. Okay? Yeah.
Assume
that when
the
Pasuk says that
a person can't come into the Kal Hashem, though he
himself isn't perfect Kal Hashem. I don't think it's an automatic assumption. Have a Gemara. Lovely Svara Kra, you know. It's a Gemara, not quite a Kra, it's a Gemara. Yeah?
Could we explain how his way of reading Gemara explains
I said according to the Rambam, the reason why the Lumdus, why is it that it's Mutter Vinesina and also the Mamzeris, they're both Issa Doraisa, what's the difference? The Rambam says no, Vinesina is the Rabbon. They ask the Kasha, the Rabbi asks, what do you mean? Gioris the Kohen, Issa Doraisa, Mutter Eni from Psuadaka. Why not Mamzeris? Both Issa Doraisa. The answer I gave was, Gioris the Kohen is an Issa Goyus. And if Suadaka says he lacks something in his status of Lucius Yisrael, we'll see later what it means. Ram says, Mefarish. He uses the law. Ram doesn't play around. Ramam says, She'ein obit lushoso. What could be more clear than that? Ein obit lushoso. So therefore, he's mutter, big yoris as a coin. But, Mamzeris, it's not going to help, is not big lushoso. Mamzeris, not a psul goyus. That's how I said. The other Rishonim say, no, wait a second. You're right. The word goyus is a harsh term to use. I use a different term. A mamzer is not considered Kal Hashem. How do you know? Gemara and Kiddushin, Ayin Gimel. So if it's not considered Kal Hashem, so the same way, Rabbi Osai, as everything else is mutter, that's the nature of the din, so too, Rabbi Osai, a mamzeris is not a full Kiddusha, because not part of Kal Hashem. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, that would be why Mutar Lovo Zebazet, Tzuadaka and Mamzeretz, because they're both not part of Kal Hashem. So the Beis Shmuel has the question, Simon, hey, why didn't it mention in this list of Yuchsim in the Mishnah, of Mutar Lava Zebazer, Tzuadaka Mamzeris. Same as always, they're all not Kal Hashem, so there's all here too. Do you remember, I've always said, I'm going to come back to this tomorrow, I think. Can a Mamzer be a Kohen? No. When we spoke about that, who remembers? We spoke about that a few times already this year. You may remember we looked at the sixth parak, we made a flashback to the very beginning of the sixth parak. It's flashback there again for another second, just to refresh your memories. Nun Gimel Amud Beis. What does it say over here? Mamzeres and Asina, the Rashi, the end of the narrow lines. Not a psula lakunakoi. The psula v'kaima. Every mamzeres is not a kohenis. That's what he says. That's the pasuk on the Rashi. Why? You're not part of Kal Hashem. So how can you have kedushas kahuna, which is superimposed over Kal Hashem? Indicates that not being part of Kal Hashem is also, you can't call it psul gayis, but it does represent a lack in kedushas Yisrael, which leads to a lack in kedushas kahuna, which has to be a second level. Now we come, we'll talk about it at some length. He spoke about it already once or twice this year, but we have to really go into Belina Borvian Mitzvah to this week. But the Rambam's most astounding statement we haven't even gotten to yet. Speaking for a whole hour, haven't even gotten to the Rambam's most astounding statement. Which is as follows. The Rambam says that a Tzua Daka is mutter bi'achas min ha'sfeikos. What do it mean, bi'achas min ha'sfeikos? What does it mean? You know what it means. Mam's a suffix, right? A suffix mamzeres. How do you know? Because he contrasts it. You have it in front of you in your Mishpat Avolin. Osu b'mamzeres v'adoyes. Shari surah min ha'tor. Okay. But it's mutter b'mamzeres suffix. Any surah min ha'Torah. I mean, we know that. Everyone knows that the Rambam holds that the Gemara says, Mamzer Ha'Elam Mamzer Sofek. There's a major problem, Rav Osai, and that is Memanav Shach. I'm going to read this to you for the many people who ask this question. I'm going to read you from the Shev Shmaitzer. Shev Shmaitzer, the world famous saver about Tzvekis, as we all know, it's all about that. Rove and this and that. This is in Shmaitzer Aleph, Rav Osai, Perek Vov. Quotes the Rambam, starts with the Rambam. So one kasha is asked by the Beis Shmuel, that's on the Mar Makomas. Simon Hay, Os Beis. Ulama mutter besvekis. Hakaim alon, mamzer vadei osser besofik mamzeres. This is with the Rabbana. Vulama sofik mamzeres muteres bibtsuadaka. Adi Gemara says, kol vadei liyavo sofik yavo. Hani b'doraisa, but b'drabbanon svekas v'adon v'vale asurin. That's the Beis Shmuel's kasha. That's kasha number one. That kasha is what we call in Yiddish a halbitzar. So there are those who say the Beis Meir says. I'll read you the lashon of the Beis Meir when he quotes this kasha. This is in Simen Hay in Eben Ezer, towards the beginning. Print a little bit hard to read in the sefer, but you can eke it out. He says over here. Quotes the Beis Shmuel, and he says like this: he quotes our Gemara Kiddush 9 Gimel, Shtuki Sofei Kol, Michal de Vaday Vaday Mamzer is Lav Kol. Okay, so the Yisur of what? Ol Yovyov Psuadaka Bekal Hashem. Will not apply because the mamzer is not considered to be included in Kal Hashem. Okay. Mikomakom, mitzad iser mamzer lepsuadaka osur. What does that mean? What does that mean? He says, Tzuadaka is Ikri Kol. Let me elaborate a little bit. That's also the cryptic words of the Beis Meir. Give me one more line over here. says in the middle of his piece, the print is so small I can't read it right, I can't find it right now, where he says that the Gemara has an expression in Masech the Kiddush Ayin Gimel, not context, Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin. He says the reason why these the Rabbanu the Gisurim apply is because of Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin. Doesn't apply to Tzuadaka, has no kids. Yuchsin means they have more children. He can't have any kids, no Ma'ala Osu B'yuchsin. That's what he says. Again, I'm not finding the small print right now. It's here. But let me go back to the Shmaita, those talks are great on that. He quotes the Kasher Rabosei of the Noda B'Yehuda on this Rambam. Wait a minute. If Tzuadaka, listen carefully to this question. Tzuadaka is also the Mamzeris. Rambam says it B'Ferish. Tzuadaka, of course, is also the Yisraelis. How can you be more than the Sfekis? Memanashach. Memanashach is a Suat in. If she's a Mamzeres, she's a Surah. If she's the Israelis, she's a Surah. That's true, he quotes a Maharit who says that Safek Mamzer is mutter to live with the Israelis and a Mamzeres. Okay, it's Bezeh HaZeh.
Yeah.
A B'chada Bia. Kevin the Mamana Shachasura, Hechi Mutaba. How is this beer? How can you imagine this beer? There's no way in the world to give you a mat. Here's a Psuadak. I say, okay, you can marry a Mamzeres Suffolk. The Ram said, Mamzeres father, you may not marry. Yisraelis father, you may not marry. Who is this lady? No matter which way you slice it, she's a Surah. Yes.
Didn't we just make a difference between a Mamzer of Yisrael and Mamzer?
That's correct, but we're discussing that Yisro at the moment.
Why can't we say that one place is where the Ram says that, that it's totally Osir, that's a Kohen. Therefore, he's not being, where it's Osir, it's where it's Yisro, and therefore it's Bekahal.
Okay, slowly. Let me give you the Shmaita's terms. Lochei Nira. Listen to the answers. Safek haTorah hitira b'Torah zvadai, v'lo b'Torah safek, v'levi mutter b'mamzeres of Yisraelis. Im kemen haTorah mutter tzuadaka b'sveikas. Demi mamzeres, hare mamzer safek haTorah hitira, d'chsev mamzer v'alo ha'safek yavo. V'mi Yisraelis, kemen d'be'inon kohol vadai, v'lo kohol safek. Imkain kol safek haTorah hitira vaKol b'Torahs vaday vaFilutarta disastre. Different note is vaSachas hazeh chazeh. Kerin the b'Torahs vaday hitira haTorah v'lo b'Torah safek. Whoa! Isn't it amazing? B'Torahs vaday. You can't go with Mamanashach. Mamanashach means make up your mind. If it's this, it's us, or this, it's us. No. It's not this, it's not that. It's not a Yisraelis, it's not a Mamzeres. It's a new category called what? Suffolk Mamzeres, Suffolk Yisraelis. So therefore, don't try to pin me down and say, well, if it's a Mamzeres, it's us and it's Yisraelis also. You're right. This woman is neither a Mamzeres nor a Yisraelis. She's a different Briah Bifnei Atzva called a Suffolk. And then when she dodges the bullets, there's no Issa Doraisa of Mamzeres because it's Mamzer Vadai below Mamzer Safek. And there's no Issa Doraisa of Kahal Vadai, Psuadaka of the Kahal Vadai, because it's Kahal Vadai below Kahal Safek. Amazing. Quite an amazing idea.
Isn't that changing the definition of the word Safek?
What does that mean?
Suffolk means it might be this or it might be that. We're not sure which one it is.
Well, it is a suffolk, but the chiddush is that because in point of fact it's a suffolk, that's de facto it's a suffolk. But the juror al pidin, it's better than either side of the suffolk. It's a new creation, and this new creation is hetagon. Wow. This gives forth Rabosai to a lengthy footnote. Number 32, that you can look at a table called the Milui Shmaitasa. The Milui Shmaitasa is written by this wonderful author, Rav Zhermatrovsky wrote the Sefer on the Ketzos and the Meluim and on the Zesivis. So now, 4 years ago, he wrote a Sefer on the Shmeitzer. In his footnote, he writes like this. Quotes a Chazon Ish, Ish HaSofek Lo Asros HaTorah. Finished. Problem. I'll read the words of this footnote. Yes, it's true with respect to the Easter of Mamzeres, Suffolk Hattori Tira Batoras Vale. Fine. It's another problem, Rabbi Osai. It's an Easter of Tzuadaka. It's a Tzuadaka. It's a Tzuadaka. Now what do you do? Now what do you do? Mamzeres may not marry Psuadaka. And Israel may not marry Psuadaka. How do you get rid of Psuadaka the case? So Rav Shach asks this question on this Rambam. Because the Chazon Ish as follows. That's in Siman Dalet of Kotan Gimel and Ebenezer. Listen carefully. The Gam Yisip Psuadaka Einka. Why? The Gam Lo Rambam. The Tzuadaka also be Mamzeres. Rabosai, whose Easter is it? Rabosai, I'm passing Tzuadaka Easter also be Mamzeres. Is it his Easter or is it her Easter? Take a vote, or both. I mean, it ultimately, the repassion is that it becomes both. But where does it originate? Does it originate the Easter to him, or the origin of the Easter with her? Says the Chazon Ish as follows. Ein ze mitzad ho isur psuadak. No. There are two lavim in the Torah. The lava psuadak and lava mamzer. There's not isur lava psuadak. Why not? The mamzer vadai lo mikri kol. Lisa psuadak rak bakol. Impossible to aser it b'toras psuadak. So why then does the Rambam say that a Psuadaka may not marry a Mamzeres? It's not her Isser Psuadaka. It's his Isser Mamzeres. The Isser Mishum Mamzer. It's Mamzeres. Why? Catch this now. The Psuadaka have a call. Psuadaka is included in Kalashem. Yes, not B'Kdusha Sekoi, but still called Kalashem. It requires a little bit of fancy footwork over here. Not for the Shosoi, but still called Kal Hashem. And therefore, the Shmaita answers correctly. Gam kan mitzad mamzerus ein iser the suffix mamz al awasra Torah at all. At all. Ay mitzad iser psuadaka? No, there is no iser psuadaka whatsoever. Why not? Because the mamz is not called kalashem. Be careful in your formulations, Rav Moshe. Think about it a few times. And then he goes on that the Rabbeinu means the Shmaita l'shitaso and Avnei Meluim Siman Dalet of Kotan Yud Beis. He has the kasha of the Marashal and the Tosis Yevamis Tezayin Amud Beis Akol. Let's take a look in the Marashal. Says to look. We should really look. Should we not? Give a look, please. Tosis Yevamis. Give a look, please. Look at the Marashal on the Tosis. Here it is. It's the Marashal. It's in the Chochma Shlomo. Those are Kiva holds of Vlad Mamza Biakov Vyevit. How can it be? Esav are enki dushin tovs and b'chai ve'lavin b'kiva shita. Amai choshin l'kidushin mamzer. How can it be? We're not sure it's a mamzer, not a mamzer. It's a manashah. If it's a goy, there's no kidushin. And if it's a mamzer, there's no kidushin. That's his kasha. Tremendous kasha. Marashach, no kiddushin. Marashach, what a bombshell kasha. Says Avnei Meluim, no! No! It's a Suffolk guy, Suffolk mamzer. On the tzad of the Rabbanu Shalom knows it's a mamzer, there is Jesus kiddushin. Wow! Bombshell! Bombshell! Avnei Meluim. It's Kalapa Shmaya, a mamzer, and it's Tvisas Kiddush. You know why? It's only Suffolk. That sounds crazy to us. No, a new barrier. Suffolk mamzer. Because what's the other Suffolk over here? Suffolk Goy, Suffolk mamzer. Obviously, Goy knows Tvisas Kiddush. But if it's a mamzer and a Suffolk mamzer to boot, then there is Tvisas Kiddush. Even though the other Suffolk is Goy. how do you say such a funny thing? Mamanashach. Goy no kiddush and mamzer no kiddush called Rabbi Kiva. The answer is no. A new bria, Suffolk mamzer, and there is Tvisas Kiddush. Wow. So he says the Rabbeinu, the Shmaitel, the Shitaso, and what he said in the Avnei Meluim. Tomer Marshal, Rabbi Kiva Mamanashal lo tafsik kiddush. Imu Yisrael reyu mamzer, lo tafsik kiddush Rabbi Kiva. Says Avnei Meluim, no. Suffolk mamzer. In the Mamanashach, in lo havi mamzer havi goy, mikol makom des Tvisas Kiddush. The Suffolk Mamza Mutter Batoras Varai, Pile Ploim. Rabbeinu Svile, the Suffolk Mamza, and was at Isu Klaal, Gam Klaal Shmaya. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. And this is like this. Listen to this. Listen. He quotes a Ran and Kiddushin, Ain't in Suffolk Mamza, get in Suffolk Orla. This is the Chazon Ish's Kasha. On that daf, daf Tezayin, on this Avnei Meluim. Yevamos, Kuflam, it's Likutim, and Yevamos. You look at the Ran Kiddush, you get an impression that Suffolk Mamzer is not like Suffolk Orla. What does that mean, the Chazon Ish? That the Ran there says, that according to the Rambam, Rabosai, how did the Rambam know that in Kol HaTorah, the famous Rambam, Sveika Dorais L'Chumra is what? With Rabbanon, where did I'm getting from? How did the Rambam know that Sveika Doraisa the Kula Midoraisa and the Chum is only Midorabonah? You know where the other front is the Rana Kedushin? Mamzer Varel, the Mamzer Suffolk. So that the Rambam views Mamzer not as an exception, as the Marit says, but as a paradigm. From the fact that Mamzer Varel, the Mamzer Suffolk indicates that every Chazer Vadai, below Chazer Suffolk. Rabbanan came along and said, it's us and the Rabbanan. Sveika Doraisa L'Chumra and the Rabbanan. So writes the Ran in the Kiddushin. So writes the Ran in the Kiddushin. Hold on. So if that's the case, Rabosai, if that's the case, then Tarta the Sasser should certainly be Usser. And he should be able to give it to somebody. If I know it's Usser, I should be able to give it to somebody. Not like Suffolk Orla, Rabosai. Suffolk Orla and Chutzlars. You know about that din? Here's the din. I plant a tree in my backyard and it grows delicious, delectable apples in the third year. I love it. I love it. I love it. Efshi v'efshi. Umaese v'kadosh baruch hu gozer alai. I know it's Orla. Orla applies to Chutzlars Allah al Moshe Sinai. Suffolk Orla is mutter. I have no Suffolk. I planted it myself. I know how to count the year. I didn't forget what year it was. They give me amnesia. Give me a shock. Maybe I can make it eat the apple. But meanwhile, I remember. Says the Ran and Kiddushin, I have no problem. I can give it to you. If I give you an apple, watch out. I give it to you. I know it's Asa. Is the Lifta Iver? No! For you, the apple is mutter. Writes the Chazon Ish. But not Mamza like that. Mamza would be different. He says, no, he thinks that the Chazon Ish is not correct. Because the Marit says that the Shmaitzer quotes it that Suffolk Mamzer is better than typical Suffolk Isuru. And Tata the Sasri is Mutter, as we spoke about a long time ago. They hold against Iran. Ram did not derive it from Suffolk Mamzer. Different story. He says as follows. You see, Klor and the Gemara not that way. The Gemara is when it comes to Mamzeris, Hishtadlu legalos mishpachos ulahafrish. And he wants himself the Yavamas ayin chesem and base. This is the most incredible Gemara. Let's open up to you. Yes.
Is isn't that according to one of the shittos in Erech Hanel Yisur in a problem? So when you give someone food, it's Eidus that it's kosher, that it's acceptable.
It is kosher.
Or it's acceptable to eat.
It is acceptable to eat. To you, not to me.
Why?
Let's say I am a Yisro, and I give you truma. Is that okay? Yes or no?
No.
No?
If I'm a Kohen, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Kohen. I'm saying, if I give you a Kohen. So here too. I'm a Yisro, and you're a Kohen. In other words, I'm a Yisro, because I know that it's Arla. You're a Kohen, you don't know it's Arla. I'm just kidding, it's a mush. Look at the Gemara. Go to the Gemara. If you almost Ayin Ches and Medbez, an amazing Gemara. An amazing Gemara, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara is over here. Mamzeres Yachar Asara Dori Mao. It's about the 10th line after the Gemara, after the Mishnah. Ayin Ches and Medbez. Amalehem. Miyitein li dor shlishi vatarem. Why? Because the Mamzer won't live. Alma Kasova Mamzer Elochai. Mamzerim can't live, can't have a third generation. Kanam Ravuna, Mamzer Elochai. Ivanan Tanan, Mamzerin, Asurim, Visurin, Isur Olam. Obviously, they can't live. Om Rabbi Zerle, the Dima Farsh Lamined, Rabbi Yehuda. The Adif is known as a Mamzer, Chai. The Loyadi, Lochai. Amazing. Ahud Abi Bishavavus, the Ravami. Achor is a lay the Mamzer, Abi. Bochi, he also started crying. My secret is out. Amalei, Chayim Nasati Lucha. I gave you life. It was unknown you would have died. Now that's how you live. And the Chazanish, you see, Klar is supposed to, using a modern term, out Mamzer. Did I use it properly? Yeah? Is that the right word? Supposed to out them? Is that, did I use the right word? I think so. You have to out a Mamzer. When I grew up, they never heard that there was not in the list of verbs. He's been outed, okay? He outed himself, someone else outed him. I don't want to get about the other context where this is used. Not for today. But over here, so he outed him. So he started to cry, I saved your life. Listen carefully. Look at the Ran in the fourth paragraph of Kiddushin. Says Rabbi Chanan, going from Rabbi Chanan, Kovetz or Simon and Ches. He paskins Mishpacha shenitma anitma vayodeh b'mishpacha shenisari b'mamzer eino rashar legaloso. You're not allowed to say a word. There is a custom eino osalim kein no de psulo, and if it's not no de psulo, it's no issue at all. Ah, he won't live? It's a different shmooz. Nothing to do with an Isser. All right, that meyuchas, and a shkina shora, mishpachas meyuchas, it's a different story. And he quotes a chasam sofa, you gotta look this one up. Evan or Ezra Simon Yudal of Cotton Gimel. He says this, and he adds, the Indian possess sofek psule kol, afilu ikameshmaya gaya de mamzerhu, kol she'ein b'nei adam yodin, Harehu mutter mamish ve'odif misafek arla b'chutz laret. It's better, not worse, as the Chazanish said. It's better. I would have said a compromise. It's the same. Chazanish said it's worse. He said it's better. It's the same. As the Ran said in Kiddushin, you don't have to tell somebody else if it's a Rabosa. You don't tell somebody else if it's arla. Even though you know it, he doesn't know it. So too when it comes to mamish. Just don't tell anybody. No, is that smart or is it not smart to follow the halacha l'maisa? Mishpacha shenitma nitma, no one knows about it. Keep quiet. The Ran says, "Afilu mishiyodei aviru upsulo ein rasha legalos." He quotes it. Avnei Nezer quotes the Shmaitzer, quotes the Chasam Sofer, quotes the Haflo, Chasam Sofer's Rebbe, and the Marit says the Beferish. You're not allowed to say anything, and he compares it to something or other. Before she married, the Rhino sounds that way. Frek the Kovet to Oris, the following Shiloh. Suffolk Mamza Shinolad Lo Bain, Machakaf Nisbar Shu Mamza Bevadai. Now it's going to happen. You make a shidduch, okay? I'm a shat, prefer, why you connect? Huh? And I know that someone's a mamzer, but no one else knows. So I'll put on, I'll make a shidduch of why you connect. Great. Get married, have a kid, mazal, got a bris, ma, gevaldik. 3 years later, the word gets out, he's a mamzer. What have I wrought, Oli? What have I made? I've created a disaster. B'vadi ben mamzer l'mafreya. V'im kain, v'adi lo tafsi kiddushin. Siba serva kayemes, the whole story. So Rab Aaron Kotler wrote a letter to Rabbi Chanan. No. Acha shi yizvar shu mamzer, halo havi l'mafreya mamzer vada. That's true. Avo mikol mako b'shasa sofek, yitfisu ha-kiddushin b'vada. Whee! It's Tfisa's Kiddushin, and it's not uprooted, since at the time, we measure Tfisa's Kiddushin in real time. Yeah, I'm sorry. What's the question?
No,
you can't believe it. Wait! Chazon Ish sounds like he's saying, believe it or not, that according to Rabbeinu Avner Miluim, afilu mikano lahabo, kshe yizbarer, lo yipku ha-kiddushin. Back to Tosfos Daf Tzayin. We discover later, is a mamzer vaday, the marriage from before, not just that it's not poker l'mafreya, not even poker mikano lahabo. And then he quotes Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shurim, on Shmaitza. What'll happen? Sofik mamzer ein oposel lesa'isha b'biyoso. Even if this barach hakach shu mamzer vaday, imagine. I tell this, I have this shit of this guy. Okay. So he marries this girl, and it turns out 3 years later, uh-oh, my secret comes out. Someone outed him. He's a mamzer vaday. I have to get divorced, no? I can't help. So that's why I would never want to get involved in case the kids get out. Okay, she'll get divorced. My divorce is a bad example. She'll say it's kiddushei ta'ut. I don't know, she'll say it was that. They never were married. Okay, so maybe it's kiddushei ta'ut. Good, kiddushei ta'ut, they'll nullify their marriage retroactively. Fine. Now she goes out, why you connect? Good. She wants to marry a kohen. She's not a grusha. So she talks. No, how can she marry a kohen? She was nibbler to a mamzer. So Rabbi Chanan, no. When she was nibbler to him, he wasn't a mamzer. Mamzer son, we didn't know that. No one knew that. Pillay told a brave new world. Yes.
If at the time that she married him, how is it that you should tell?
Well.
If you pick one, no.
If she would not, you asked a good question, back to our first day of the year. At the time she married him, she was absolutely allowed to marry him. 3 years later, he's outed. So what are you going to say? If I would have known he'd be outed 3 years later, married, that's a toast lahavah, not a toast l'sha'avah. Ooh, okay, so it's not English of toast. So the husband died. He died from shock, rachman l'tzlam. Somebody outed him, and he just died of a heart attack. It wouldn't surprise you to say such a thing. He thought he's a kosher weirdo, so he says you're a mamzer. He died of a heart attack. She's an almana. It was a wire connects. Cohen eligible. There's a category. Cohen eligible. The rabbi says, Cohen eligible? Wasn't your first chance with a mamzer? Yeah. So you married a mamzer ball? That's just a psula lakuna. No, Sir Bechonim. When they lived together, he wasn't known as a mamzer. Then as soon as he found out he was a mamzer, he died of a heart attack. And he never lived with him after that. Right? So she's Mutaras Akar. Pillay ploy. This whole thing is Pillay ploy match. All this is found in footnote 32 on the Shmaitza Perik Shmaitza Aleph Perik Vav. Wow. Pella. We didn't read quite everything yesterday. We have time, our time is up. But he does take on the other kasha of the Beit Shmuel. Why is there an Issa d'Rabbanan? So he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin Ayin Gimel. Why is an Issa d'Rabbanan in these kind of situations? Malas of Yuchsin. Okay. I told you before, no kids, no malas of Yuchsin. It's a different word. He says like this. Suadaka koin, kundrabu the shasa koi to some extent. Ostam mamzeris. Mahodlo yoga bikal Hashem is a psula, Gufi calls it. It's like shari surin, and there's no malam. No malam. It's a lovely shavur. Stop if I'm out of time to explain to you now. Maybe we'll discuss a little bit till tomorrow. And tomorrow we'll have to see more in Yonim is a kadet koin, mamzer be a koin. And okay, all the other things, believe that. Okay. Okay. I think we just put it down on my desk. You want to see Rav Moshe? And the base man, we want to see. We don't mind.
I mean, so how does that work? How does it have? Do you ever? I mean, how do you ever have a microphone? Like,
whose is this? Ben?
Yeah.
No, using the microphone is was.